Mar.
Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years. And that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, last hour of Friday. Don't you love your Fridays? I do. Boy, I'd love to talk to you in this hour about a couple of things. Kind of a new, something new to think about on coronavirus that I found kind of interesting. I wanted to share with you. And then also, there's so many locust problems around the world right now. It's really getting out of hand and crazy. I might get into digital currency a hair and a new virus in South Korea they're talking about. And then, of course, I might even get into paganism. I know. I know. Might get into a lot of things today. But that's what Fridays are for, right? I like to kind of let loose on Fridays. And I definitely don't want to talk about Democrats. I've had my fill. I've really had my fill this week. So welcome back to the show. Make sure you get to katedalyradio.com. The podcasts are the recordings of the live show, and they come in different quantities, like 13 minutes or 42 minutes or 29 minutes. You can get those on katedalyradio.com, and you can go to the homepage and scroll down. My sponsors are also there for the show. Visit them. They are awesome. Balance of Nature is one of them. And Balance of Nature is a great, great supplement. You should be taking this. I do my homework, and I'm telling you that we don't have the nutrients in our food supply. You've got to get them. So you need to be taking something. Take something. My advice to you would be Balance of Nature, because as I was looking at supplements, it was the only one that packed everything into one supplement. I don't like taking a lot of you know, pills. And so this is only 3 fruits and 3 veggies a day. And it's so easy to take that. That's why I'm telling you about it, is that it was just easy. Everything's in it. And, it's like the full real deal. Make sure that you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off, free shipping. You can try it out. It's guaranteed. Also, you'll love it. You'll start to see a difference, in the way you sleep and your skin and your nails and your hair and everything. You'll start to see an overall impact of what it can do for you. And you'll also probably notice, as most people do, that you're not getting sick as often. Isn't that great? Less missed work days. So make sure, got to get to work. Make sure that you go to Balance of Nature, put in the code Kate. So let's talk for a moment about coronavirus, shall we? Because I think that this was extremely interesting. You know, there were some articles today, and it's really hard to understand where the hype is versus where the real story is. I was looking at, the other day, I was looking at H1N1, SARS, Ebola, Zika, and I promise you, if I read the headlines, you'd think you were reading headlines about coronavirus right now. It was the exact same headlines, down to the T. I mean, down to the same, you know, panic is spreading. Oh my gosh, people are self-quarantining. There was an article today about self-quarantining and people, travelers doing that. And so also that it's spreading. And so this was a different take by Bill Sardi for Lou Rockwell. Lou Rockwell has been on the show multiple times, and I really enjoy Lou. He put this up, and I thought this was kind of a different way, just a whole different take on Corona. Let me share this with you for just a moment. So he said that there was sort of an interview that originated with a Chinese intelligence officer who said he's in grave danger because this infectious disease outbreak is being used to consolidate political power over there and control over their population, and that sources inside the USA are complicit with this hidden agenda, namely to manipulate and control thinking patterns of its citizens, and then trying to strike this sort of terrifying level of fear that gets the masses to do whatever they want them to do. And isn't that an interesting, so is this infectious disease outbreak being used to consolidate political power over there and we're not realizing it? How complicit are we being? So the story says there is no coronavirus, that it was all made up to cover for the horror that resulted from a toxin that was mistakenly released, and that the report talked about 21 vials of some sort of transmissible and invisible aerosol nerve agent that was in the process of being handed off from Chinese to CIA Western security agents when it was dropped in an open market and began to spread. And the report says that China bought a weaponized Wuhan virus from the U.S. to cover for release of the nerve toxin. When I'm telling you all of this, this is very hard to vet, obviously, and it's all alleged, you know, but I did think that this was kind of a different angle. The toxin was intended to induce mental decline and reduction of higher thinking process. It may end up causing panic attacks, rapid deterioration of entire systems of the body, and so forth, and some other things. But I thought this was just strange. Anyway, so the evidence, the smoky air that's seen in Wuhan called the coronavirus death smog, you know how they said that they were showering people with this, you know, to get rid of it. But the self-proclaimed whistleblowers claim that the sulfur dioxide smoke that's seen in those aerial photos of the city of Wuhan emanates from incinerators and served as evidence of mass cremations, and that there were sulfur dioxide maps to prove it. And sulfur dioxide, smelly gas like burnt matches, released naturally in the atmosphere, usually from oil burning in power plants, other factories. But months before the coronavirus outbreak, there were protests in Wuhan over installation of a waste incineration plant, where the Wuhan residents wary of an incinerator that could have been used to hide, say, people dying in a mass culling of the population. Were they speaking out about this? Did they notice this? And were they worried about it? And it was reported there were 84 incinerators in funeral homes in Wuhan that have a capacity to perform over 2,000 cremations a day, and that they were working around the clock just in the recent weeks. And so they were wondering why they were working around the clock when they hadn't before. So Radio Free Asia News report says there's over 70,000 infections in Wuhan, but an unconfirmed source says China says there's over 500,000 infections, not deaths, infections. But with a 2% mortality rate, that would result in more than 10,000 deaths. Question I have here is if that really was going to cause some of the things that it said it would cause, you'd probably see a lot worse, I think, interactions with what we're calling coronavirus, right? Anyway, just a question that developed. But so fear strikes fast around the world, you know, with all these prospects of some of this hyped up, you know, we're all going to die kind of mentality. I know that John Rappaport, who I've had on the show, has spelled out repeatedly that he does not think that, again, we're being hit with another Ebola, Zika, you know, we're all going to die and then nothing happens. But I did think this was interesting. Was there some truth to this in the way of, was it a more of a cover up of something that they had been working on that failed? And is it a mutated coronavirus? Because coronavirus has been patented and been around since 1994. So that was kind of an interesting correlation. But I think what's tough for us is that we don't really know what's going on in China or in China's government we don't really get accurate stories. This is the problem when you have a communist government. You're not going to get any. It's so hard to vet, and you're not going to get anything accurate. And so we wouldn't know is the problem. We would not know. And this particular guy was citing, Sardi was citing another viral outbreak, the African swine fever, devastating swine herds in China and Europe since 2018, wiping out roughly one quarter of the world's pigs. And the African swine fever is highly contagious, kills off pig herds, but does not threaten human populations. And China used to have 440 million pigs, and that number has been cut in half now. So China's hog business has reportedly sustained $1 trillion in losses just since 2018. So they were spurring along trying to develop a vaccine. And there were reports of criminal gangs in China spreading African swine fever virus to force farmers to sell pigs at a cheap price. But the satellite images were showing sulfur dioxide clusters in the Wuhan area represent commonly high SO2 levels. And the satellite data emanates from forecasts and all these probabilities and maybe air prone, prone to error, I should say. If anything is being incinerated in mass, it's swine fever infected pigs that started a year and a half ago. But the question remains, is the COVID-19 coronavirus really a virus? Is it a pathogen? Thought it was interesting enough to bring up and share with you just kind of a different angle, something to think about, maybe do some more homework on. Like I said, it would be very, very tough to vet this. But in light of all of the tactics used every other year in and at the length of radio that I've been on, and this is what, my fifth major disease that I've covered, plague. It does get interesting to watch how the press ramps it up. So that has always intrigued me. And it's usually for a process of about 8 weeks. So we'll have to see if this goes about 8 weeks and holds up to that same test of time that all the other ones did. And then, of course, you won't hear anything about it. They'll get back to just talking about parading Bernie around, as a hero. But I just thought I'd tell you. Also, some locusts, some other nations getting just totally hit with locusts right now is really kind of a strange story in the news, too. There are many countries right now, Bahrain, Kenya, all over the place. I think it's South Uganda, all kinds of different places. I mean, it's thick, like can't even see the sky. Like very, very strange what's going on. Sometimes when we're not hit with it, it's kind of hard to see what's going on around the globe. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.